Let's talk about building internal motivation inside of a child, because internal motivation is really going to propel our children forward in their lives. We have to understand what we mean by internal motivation as we're trying to help children develop in their lives.
When we talk about internal motivation, we're talking about a child developing a sense of obligation to do a particular thing. Not that they necessarily want to do it, but they realize it's their responsibility or it's their job, they need to be contributing. So they've got this sense of, I need to do this. That's what we're talking about with internal motivation.
So let's take those two words and talk about each of them. One is the word desire. Desires happen inside the heart. Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So we know that desires exist inside of a person's heart. But just because something comes from the heart doesn't make it a good thing. A child may desire something from his brother and so he grabs it out of his hand. That's an action that's internally motivated. It's coming from the heart, from a desire, but it's not the right response. So desire is just one of those things that exists in the heart.
Obligation is also something that exists in the heart. It's based on convictions. This is what I ought to be doing. It's the right thing to do. That's also part of the heart, and that's where we want to focus some of our energies.
So we don't want to assume that children are going to want to do the right thing. There are many times as adults when we don't feel like doing the right thing, but we do it anyway. Why do we do the right thing even if we don't feel like it? It's this sense of obligation that we have inside. Now, building that sense of obligation inside of a child is strategic. That's what we're going to try to work on in the lives of our kids.
Another way to talk about it is with a sense of responsibility. The responsible child feels an obligation to do what's right. They may not feel like, I want to do my homework, but they know it's the right thing to do, and so they do their homework with a sense of obligation.
Now, if you're going to help build internal motivation inside of a child, it means you're going to have to parent differently. I find that many parents focus on external motivation in order to accomplish what they want in a child's life. When a parent continually says to a child, do this so you can have that, that is, clean your room and you can watch a video, or finish your homework and you can go out and play, the parent is appealing to the selfishness inside of a child, appealing to those desires. I'll give you a bigger desire to satisfy you if you'll do what I say. I'll give you something you like more than the desire that you have.
This is a problem, though, because really we're appealing to the selfishness in a child's heart, and it becomes more and more difficult to satisfy the child. The reward has to get bigger and bigger, and we end up with kids that are always asking, what's in it for me? What am I going to get out of it? And the child becomes very self-focused. That's really not the path we want to go with our kids.
Instead of children asking the question, what's in it for me, we want children to ask the question, what's the right thing to do? Now, if we're going to move that direction with children, then we have to think through the way that we talk to them and how we have them work on their chores or clean up their mess. We want them to feel a sense of obligation that that's what we need to do. Why? Because that's just how we operate. That's what we do in this family. Now, we're not saying you can't use rewards at all. But what we are saying is that we're minimizing the use of rewards to accomplish common things in family life so that children are recognizing this is just how we operate. This is this internal sense of obligation that I need to develop in my life.
I think this is hard for us as parents. I think there's a natural tendency to want to please our children. So we start off even when they're young with, say, clean up that mess and I'll give you a snack. Finish up that project, clean up what you were doing, and you give some other positive thing that's going to happen. We try and motivate our children along with always giving that reward, but in the end, that's going to backfire.
We have to realize that God uses rewards and punishment in his motivation for us as Christians. So we're not saying that we get rid of those things altogether. However, we are saying that God has higher forms of motivation for us even as he works with us as his children. Things like love, gratitude, obligation are things that are inside of a person's heart. And so we experience these things and then want to do what's right, not because we feel like doing it, but because we know it's the right thing to do. We want to build that attitude, that idea inside of our children's lives.
So I think having discussions with children about what's right and wrong, why it's right, how this is helpful, developing that internal motivation, highlighting that internal reward that they may feel when they've done the right thing. Doesn't it feel good to be responsible? You're really growing in this. So we want to highlight that internal sense of I've done the right thing.
When we're working with young children, we might just say, remember, the right thing to do is to clean up your toys after you're done playing with them. You need to go do that now. So we're not offering them some other reward, but we're teaching them that this is what they need to do. With older children, we may have a discussion about obligation and the reasons behind the rules. But either way, we're trying to parent in a way that's going to address the heart of a child and help them understand significantly their obligation in life, not just trying to reward them with the next benefit that they might receive.